Swathers, and welcome back to the HES Character Crew podcast. The goal of this podcast is to do a recap of our character word of the month and give encouragement to our listeners to keep pursuing the pillars. Today's podcast is all about perseverance.
Oh, thanks, Emerson, for that great intro. Well, first, I'm going to let my new group of co-hosts from Mrs. Stuckey's fourth grade class introduce themselves. They are going to each say their name and tell us one thing that they need perseverance for. So we're gonna start right here on my left with this young lady.
Hi, my name is Charlie and I need perseverance for soccer.
Hi, my name is Emerson and I need some perseverance for dance.
Hi, my name is Brody and I need some perseverance for basketball.
Hi, my name is Denver, and I need perseverance for basketball games.
Hi, my name is Braxton, and I need perseverance for sports.
My name is Michael.
And what do you need perseverance for?
Spelling.
Aha, that's right. Now that you know who we have in the studio today, I'm going to start with our first segment, which we are going to call
Purposeful Pillars.
Let's take a second to review the definition of perseverance. Okay, guys, here we go. Perseverance is
pushing yourself to work through challenges and obstacles.
This year, each of our character words are divided up into three themes: be kind, be strong, and be well. Perseverance is part of a theme of be strong.
We all have challenges in our life. We all have moments when we feel like we can't do it or that we want to give up on a big task. It is important to develop tools that can help us work through those challenges in order to grow in those moments instead of giving up.
Let's take a moment to hear about what each grade has been learning about perseverance this month. Denver, tell us what fourth graders are learning.
Fourth grade learned all about organization using the three T's, organizing their time, tasks, and things. Fourth graders worked on applying organization skills to help them persevere.
Braxton, tell us about third grade.
Third grade focused on flexible thinking. Students worked on their ability to adapt new situations and challenges by finding multiple solutions to different problems.
Awesome. Okay, Charlie, what are second grade doing?
Second graders practice perseverance by focusing on engagement. This means being an active participant in school, leading and contributing when working in a group, and even getting involved in the community. When we are actively engaged in our school and community, we demonstrate perseverance.
Yes, exactly right. Okay, Michael, you're gonna help me with this one. Okay, first grade worked on learning focusing strategies that help us
persevere.
Focusing on a task, instructions, or even a conversation with a friend can help us
persevere.
There you go. Persevere. Okay, Emerson, tell us what kindergarten kids were learning.
Kindergarten students practice their listening skills. Being a good listener is a great way to practice perseverance. When we listen with our whole selves and follow directions, we are able to persevere through big projects and tough challenges.
Since I am talking with fourth graders, we're going to take a little time to talk more about how using the three T's of organization can help with perseverance. The three T's are time, tasks, and things. So here's the question, fourth graders. Can you describe how to use organizing your time or tasks or things to help you reach your goal? Okay, so think about that. How are you going to organize those things to help you reach your goal? Let's see. Emerson, why don't you tell us yours first?
You can organize your things and your time to be more organized.
Well, this is true. Okay. Charlie.
You can make a list of everything you need.
Ah, lists are great. Exactly. Brody.
You can use your time wisely by not rushing like in a test.
Oh, yeah, taking your time. Sometimes organize your time is about going slower, not faster. Denver.
I would like to keep practicing basketball in my free time to try and make the middle school basketball team.
So maybe sometimes when you have some free time, you're going to practice basketball, and then maybe sometimes you'll play some video games? Take turns, maybe? Yeah, okay. All right, Braxton, what about you?
I'll make time to organize time for sports.
Okay. So specifically, how would you do that, organize your time for sports?
Do one sport one day and then one the other.
Yeah, so a little bit of practice every day. Very good. All right, Michael, how are you going to get organized? What are you going to do with your desk?
Organize my desk to find things easy.
Yeah.
AKA cleaning up.
You know what? Cleaning is a great way to be organized so you can find things faster. You are right. Okay, I got to know, you guys. Which of the three T's, time, task, or things, which one is the hardest to organize for you? Brody.
Tasks.
Organizing your tasks. What's hardest for you, Michael?
Time, honestly, because like I always feel don't have always enough time sometimes.
Organizing your time, okay. Braxton, did you have your hand up?
Mine is time.
Yours is time also. Yeah, time can be kind of tricky. Charlie.
Organizing tasks and time.
Tasks and time. Emerson.
To tell the truth, it's making a list because I just lose my paper.
Yeah, lists are great unless you can't find them, right? Denver?
Probably keeping things organized.
Keeping things organized. Okay. Whew, this has been a good conversation about perseverance. Sometimes when we have something fun to look forward to, it can help us persevere. On that note, it's time for our fun joke segment. And we are going to start the jokes today with Braxton.
What is black and white with red all over on it?
What?
A newspaper.
Okay, Denver, what's your joke?
Why do golfers wear an extra pair of pants?
Why?
In case they get a hole in one.
True, true. All right, Brody. Brody, get up close in there and tell us your joke.
What kind of cheese isn't yours?
What kind of cheese isn't yours? What?
Nacho cheese.
Nacho cheese. Oh, my. Okay. Emerson, let's hear yours.
What do you call a nosy pepper?
What do you call a nosy pepper?
Jalapeno business.
Jalapeno business. Oh, my goodness. Okay, all right. Charlie, get up in there. All right, Charlie.
What did the left eye say to the right eye? Between us, something smells.
Oh, between us, something smells. All right, here is our last joke. And I'm going to tell it, and Michael's going to say the punchline. Here we go. How do you make a Kleenex dance?
Put a little bit of boogie in it.
Put a little boogie in it. I love it. I promised that we would once again give a little time for some shout outs. Okay, we're going to go around the table and hear from our co-host. So, Charlie, let's start with you.
I would like to give a shout out to my two siblings in fourth grade.
Okay, Emerson.
I would like to give a shout out to my little sister Eliana in first grade. Mm-hmm. How you doing?
There you go. Brody.
I would like to give a shout out to my dad because he's always patient.
Oh, okay, Denver.
I would like to give a shout out to my friend Miles.
Oh, cool. Braxton.
I would like to give a shout out to my little sister Britton.
Okay, Michael.
I want to shout out for Mrs. Stucky.
Yeah.
Because she's pretty nice.
She is pretty nice. And I'd like to give a shout out to all my co-hosts here for doing a great job today. And that is all for this month's episode of the HES Character Crew podcast. We will be back next month with new co-hosts to talk about our new word. Do you guys know what it is?
No.
It's honesty.
Oh! So.